Remember when food trucks were the hottest new thing? Well, that was so 2014. Meet Tara Witsit, who has taken her food truck, in her case a converted Michigan State Police bus, not to the noisy pack streets of New York, L.A., or Chicago, but to the bucolic back roads of America. And her passion? Teaching fermenting wherever she goes. Our contributor David Leet calls it her fermentation national tour.
Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you certainly are a woman on a mission, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yes, I'm definitely a woman on a mission.
And you call it your fermentation on wheels, and I call it your fermentation nation tour. So can you explain what that exactly is?
Yes, so Fermentation on Wheels is a mobile grassroots educational project with a strong focus on accessibility, creativity, and building community. Mm-hmm. I'm based in Eugene, Oregon. I left in October 2013, and I've been traveling the country since. And I live and work out of my bus. And basically, it's a way for me to reach a large number of people, all ages and socioeconomic levels, and teach the art of fermentation as well as the importance of sustainable foods.
And where did you come up with the idea of a bus and a school bus?
It came to me in a dream.
Really?
A literal dream. I had it three nights in a row, and I was very intrigued, mm-hmm. also a little terrified by it.
Right.
But I also wanted to explore that more. So what came about was simply a mission about farming, food, sustainability. I mean, the bus especially speaks to self-sufficiency mm-hmm. and living more sustainably. I have an off-grid system, so it's solar-based. I have to conserve water. There are all of these little aspects that make the bus a great challenge. So in addition to teaching fermentation, I also try to inspire people to live more sustainably.
And self-sufficiently.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the Jack Kerouac of the fermentation world.
Thank you.
And I'm curious now, so you roll into town somewhere. What is the reaction when people see a school bus on the side of the road or maybe on a farm lane, and there you are fermenting something?
There are mixed reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would prefer a bus not be parked on their street. I'm very kind. I leave notes and my number on the bus, and I have a sign saying exactly what my project is.
Mm-hmm.
As far as people at workshops who enter the bus, they're shocked usually because I think most people assume it's not going to be as intense as an environment as it is
mm-hmm.
because I've done so much. I have a fermentation library, a fermentation lab. I'm fermenting anywhere from 40 to 50 gallons of food and beverages at a time on the bus. I have a sweet little workshop space for people to come in and sit down and you know,
that's wonderful.
Converse.
And what are some of the foods that you are fermenting at any given time on the bus?
Kimchi and sauerkraut, always.
Mm-hmm.
I teach a lot of kimchi, sauerkraut, fermented vegetables
mm-hmm.
because that is a more common ferment and one of the most approachable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a constant. I'm a wine and beer hobbyist, so I have quite a bit of that going on. I like to brew kombucha as well.
Right.
And then I have a collection of starter cultures. So starter cultures include sourdough starter, kombucha scobies. A scoby is a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast.
Okay.
In case
well, thank
you're
you
curious.
For that clarification.
Yes. Water kefir grains, dairy kefir grains, an array of starter cultures that I've picked up from others around the country that have really fascinating histories to go along with them. My sourdough starter collection is, I would say, pretty impressive. I have a 100-year-old from England, a 90-year-old from Alaska.
Really?
The Alaskan sourdough is fed with milk and white flour. So it has this kind of creaminess to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love using the Alaskan sourdough for pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a rye sourdough starter as well. It's 10 years old. And I love using the rye sourdough for baking a nice dense bread.
And do you have an oven on the bus?
I don't have an oven. I have a wood-burning stove and a Dutch oven, so I can kind of jive with that.
Okay.
But I mostly do pancakes on the bus, and then I do a lot of baking when I'm staying with hosts on the road. That's kind of my gift. I try to do as much cooking when I, you know, to show my appreciation.
That's fascinating. Tara, I wish you great luck on your Fermentation Nation tour.
Thank you.
Pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks, David. You too.
Now, if you can't find Tara on a country road near your town, visit her at fermentationonwheels.com. And you can find David Leet over at Leet's Culinaria at lccooks.com. Find our recipe for Napa cabbage, carrot, and scallion kimchi on our website, splendidtable.org.